So I want to finish out with a few comments, mainly related to triple negative disease. But first question, of course, all oncologists have is checkpoint inhibitors in breast cancer. Can you talk about where we are today? I see you had this patient here. Looked like maybe she had a pretty good response. I don't know how often you see that. Where are we today with checkpoint inhibitors in breast cancer, both in trial and outside of trial?
Well, there's a lot going on, thankfully, and we're going to hear at ESMO the results of the IMpassion 130 data, which will be our first phase 3 data with a checkpoint inhibitor. It's nab-paclitaxel with or without atezolizumab in the first-line triple-negative setting. And we've seen the press report that it's a positive trial for progression-free survival in the intent-to-treat population. And then the press release said that in the PD-L1 positive subset of patients, that there was promising data with regard to overall survival. So that sounds really promising. And, you know, we haven't seen the data, but hopefully it'll be of the magnitude that will lead to rapid FDA approval for triple-negative breast cancer for the nab-paclitaxel and atezolizumab. The other trial that we'll be awaiting data next year will be the KEYNOTE-522 preoperative triple-negative breast cancer trial with pembrolizumab. So that's chemotherapy. It's paclitaxel, carboplatin, followed by AC, all with or without pembrolizumab, followed by surgery. And the first analysis will be of pathologic complete response rates to see if the magnitude with the addition of the pembrolizumab is high enough delta in terms of increasing the percentage of patients that get that pathologic complete response that will lead to accelerated FDA approval. The KEYNOTE-522 has long-term follow-up. It's a large phase 3 trial and powered for disease-free survival as well. So that will lead then to full approval if the PAF-CR rate is high enough, you know, to lead to accelerated approval. Atezolizumab is also being looked at preoperatively in the 031 trial. And that, I believe, does not include carboplatin. It's paclitaxel and AC plus minus the atezolizumab. And so that's going to be very interesting, Neil, to have two different preoperative trials, one with carboplatin, one without carboplatin, to see what the benefit is of the two checkpoint inhibitors in triple-negative breast cancer patients. We'll just have to wait and see. We saw from the I-SPY 2 data a randomized phase 2 experience of weekly paclitaxel with or without pembrolizumab, followed by AC without pembrolizumab, that even 3 months of the pembrolizumab with the paclitaxel had a big impact on PAF-CR rate. And so that did not include carboplatin, okay? But there was an experience that Peter Schmid looked at 10 patients with triple negative who received preoperative paclitaxel, carboplatin, and pembrolizumab, followed by AC pembrolizumab. It was safe, and the PAF-CR rate was 80%, and it was only 10 patients. So we're going to have to see. We have to wait and see whether these checkpoint inhibitors will have the same magnitude of improvement in PAF-CR with or without the carboplatin in there. And then also pembrolizumab is being studied in a first-line triple-negative metastatic trial, and that's physician's choice of either nab-paclitaxel, paclitaxel, or gemcitabine carboplatin with or without pembrolizumab, so those data. So there are safety data. You know, that trial is ongoing. I think it's completed enrollment. So, and I hadn't heard anything, you know, concerning about the gemcitabine carboplatin with pembrolizumab. So that's very likely a safe combination, plus the fact it's used in non-small cell lung cancer, et cetera. We've seen data as well from the I-SPY that in MammaPrint high, ER-positive breast cancer patients who are receiving weekly paclitaxel with or without pembrolizumab just 3 months, followed by AC, that the PAF-CR rate nearly tripled in those patients from like 13% to 30%+ in the ER positive. But again, they were MammaPrint high, so you are looking at more of a luminal B population. Very intriguing, and we really need to follow up on that and get the checkpoint inhibitors into the luminal B aggressive ER positive population.
So, you know, as you mentioned, in lung cancer, not just non-small cell, but I think even small cell, it's like everything seems to be coalescing into chemo checkpoint inhibitor up front. I mean, just as it's, you know, the last couple months and even coming up at ESMO and lung cancer, it sounds like that's kind of where things are heading in breast cancer. Is that just or mainly triple negative or all breast cancer?
In the metastatic setting, it's just going to be triple negative breast cancer. But the preoperative data in Luminal B, it looks very promising, Neil. And I know there's been great interest on some of the manufacturers of these agents to get into the ER-positive space. And gosh, it can't happen soon enough, frankly.
Right.